Hey everyone, it's your host of See Jurassic Right, Stephen Ray Morris here, just dropping in to say I hope you've been enjoying all the new episodes in 2023 and 2024 so far. There are new interviews with filmmakers, musicians, scientists, the screenwriter of Land Before Time, audio essays about the rich history of the Jurassic Park and Jurassic World franchise, and all the news about the upcoming animated show Jurassic World Chaos Theory, and the as-of-yet-untitled Jurassic World sequel coming next summer. I really need your help supporting the show right now, and you can do that by leaving a tip and or giving a monthly follow on Patreon, patreon.com/seejurassicright. There are $1 and $5 tiers, but more is coming. Sharing the show, giving 5-star reviews in Apple Podcasts, and liking and commenting on social, at Stephen Ray Morris on Instagram and Twitter, goes a long way to help boosting the show's visibility again online in this new era. I'm an independent podcaster, and your support is so important and means the world to me in keeping this podcast running. Link to the Patreon is in the show notes. Hold on to your butts. Thank you, and now on to the show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This says year, 1997, month, October through November, crossed off, I guess August. I guess you changed your mind and you decided it was August. Site C, that's a location. Hammond's Other Secret. Working title, Dinosaur Catastrophe. Crossed off with much fervor in pencil. It's now called Prologue. Attacking of a Spinosaur. Two hikers, Johnny and Mike, were hiking on an island, Isle Janara. While they were hiking, Mike heard a noise. Mike said, what the heck is that? John said, I'll go see. This is already a strong beginning. Johnny was walking the jungle when he saw with a weird creature with a sail on it. And then he realized it was a dinosaur because at home his son was a dinosaur whiz. But that wasn't important right now. He started to run, but it was too late. He felt as his back was snapping in half. I think that's snapping. Snapping his half. He screamed. Then blackness. Mike heard him scream too, but then a growl. So Mike ran away and went back to his boat and sped off. I like that you spelled boat, B-O-E-T. A boat. He went back to his boat and he sped off.
Welcome to See Jurassic Right in our first episode of Fan Fiction Fridays, where you get to hear some of my favorite friends and performers read aloud my Jurassic Park fan fiction I wrote when I was 10 years old. Yes, this is really happening. Fan fiction is a gloriously eye-opening and wild ride into the strange parts of fandom, and as the rest of the podcast deals with our childlike wonder, I thought maybe it'd be fun to see how a film like Jurassic Park seeped into little 10-year-old Steven's brain. Mostly it's a chance for funny people to make fun of me. This piece of fan fiction was written by hand in a turquoise pen tab notebook back in 1997 after the release of The Lost World Jurassic Park. This was 20 years ago. I was 10. The fan fiction I wrote is called Jurassic Park, Hammond's other secret. It, so stupid. And earlier, you heard science correspondent for CBS's Innovation Nation, writer and podcaster Ali Ward read you the prologue. But that only hints at the chaos ahead. Now, for the next 5 to 10 minutes, she'll read you chapters 1 through 5 out of a total of 39 chapters, usually one page each. I was 10. What do you want? Every second Friday of the month, you'll get the next installment of this adventure featuring another extremely talented person indulging me. Won't you? And now back to our adventure.
Chapter 1, The Letter. It was hot, Sattler thought, digging a dinosaur. She thought it was a species of Carnosaurus. Young one, though. Then one of her students shouted to her, "You got mail."
Oh my god.
This is definitely the era of AOL. I just picture your nightstand has like so many like AOL free minutes CDs. Okay. I'm sorry. Then one of her students shouted to her, "You got mail." She went to her trailer and to open the letter. It said, "Dear Ellie, hi again. It me, Tim. Remember, I just wanted to say that my grandpa needs you again at the helicopter station to take you to his apartment. Alan and the others will be there. By the way, I'm 18 now. Your friend, Tim." Oh, hey, legal. She set the letter down. One of her colleges came in. "What is it?" he asked. She said, "Tell the rest that I'll be gone for a couple of days." "Okay," he said. And that what happened to the rest there was a letter to Dr. Grant? Did I say that right? Mm-hmm. Okay. "Your penmanship, by the way, impeccable. Grammar, still a little green. Penmanship, impeccable." Okay. "Ian Malcolm, Sarah Harding, Nick Van Owen, and Henry Perf. But the news was busy doing vehicle work for the trip." Did I say that right? This is like some scat poetry. This is amazing. Okay. "But he was busy doing vehicle work for the trip." Chapter 2, Meeting. At the apartment, everybody was there. Hammond said, "Sit down, sit down. I'll get to the point." And then Ian interrupted. "Is it about dinosaurs? Because I'm sick of dinosaurs." "Well," Hammond said, "kind of. I'll tell you, some farmers say they've seen a small creature like compies. I want you to check it out, but it's probably nothing. But I want you to make sure. You could leave now, except you, Ian. I'm worried if there really are dinosaurs. I want to destroy them. Finally, you're seeing my point of view. By the way, where did they see them?" "Off the coast of Isla Gonara, Site C." What Ian said amazed Hammond. Said we had a third island which had dinosaurs that we saved until the visitors got tired of our old batch of dinosaurs. Got it. Okay. "Some dinosaur at the island are different, like Carnosaurus, Spinosaurus, Chasmosaurus, and Quetzalcoatlus. Of course, most are probably dead, but just check the islands around them. By the way, your plane leaves tomorrow, so start packing." Tim Murphy is in LA's digging group, but went to Colorado for a dig up of Ultrasaurus. Nick Van Owen, computer specialist and video documentarian, is now in California photoing movie stars, and Sarah Harding, who still does lectures on dinosaur behavior and young. "Is that all?" said Roland. "Yep," said Jaws. "Well, that's not good enough. I want to know the island," said Roland. "Ow, that's easy. Isla Gennara," said Jaws. "Okay, so you get a hunting team, Jaws, and you, Mike, get the vehicles and weapons." "Okay," said Mike. "Meet me at the supplies air station in 96 hours. Then they left. Does that say 16 or 96? That's a lot of hours. 96 hours?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. In 96 hours. Chapter 4, Vehicles. I would like to interject the vehicles. It's spelled V-H-E-I-L-E-C-L-E-S. It's like Vela Keys. Chapter 4, Vela Keys. Barks, whoa, Sparks flew everywhere as workers were fixing and painting on their brand new exploration land, Velocles. Tinkering noises here and there. Henry Perf, head of the operation, was shouting at every worker, "Jeff, do it right. No. Put it crosswise. Ow. Hi. Hi, Ian. Sarah, Nick, Ellie, Tim. How are you doing?" "Just fine," they said. "I wish we had more time, though, to test these things." "Dad," someone shouted. It was Kelly, Ian's 16-year-old daughter, who said, "Can I come too?" "Well," Ian said, "all right. I bet we won't even see dinos." "Really?" Then Henry interrupted. "Come on, we got a plane to catch. We'll meet Hammond and Grant at the airport." Chapter 5, Departure. "You sure you sent the tickets?" "Yes," said Henry. "Well, okay," said the teller. "Take Bay 248. The plane will arrive soon." I also like that in 1997, like, you actually needed the tickets. Like, you couldn't just be like, pull it up on my pocket computer. You needed the tickets. This is some vintage shit right here.
Thank you again to Allie Ward. You can follow her on Twitter and Instagram at Allie Ward. She's the science correspondent every Saturday on CBS's Innovation Nation. She has a new GE series on YouTube with Adam Savage from Mythbusters called In the Wild. And she has a new podcast coming out on Feral Audio this fall called Ologies with Allie Ward. Follow her. She's an inspiration. Have you written Jurassic Park fanfiction or any fanfiction? Please share. I'd love to read it. You can always call to leave your Jurassic stories at 323-688-6969 or send me an email at cjurassicwrite@gmail.com. Follow along with the show on Twitter at SJRPod, on Instagram at cjurassicwrite, on Facebook at cjurassicwrite, and follow me on Twitter at Stephen Ray Morris. Thank you to Caitlin Thompson and Tim Ruggery at Acast, Molly McAleer, Heather Mason, Stephanie Cook, Sarah Iyer, and you. See Jurassic Write is an Acast podcast. Check out the show on their mobile app. Thank you for listening.
Dope, dude. This is like several hundred words. My favorite, I think, is that his back snapped in half and he squirmed. I love it. Yeah, I mean, at 10, like, I don't even know if I could put on my own socks. And you have like a 70-page book with a map and this is crazy. And like a chapter. Did you get any extra credit for any classes in this? Dude, what did they feed you growing up? Did you drink a lot of milk?
Oh, I drink so much milk growing up. Like, I used to just drink glasses of milk, like two glasses of milk.
I think you had an advantage with advanced cow hormones and a lot of protein or something. Because I was not making stuff like this. This is bananas. So I think you should.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.